Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now. And today we are giving you a little bonus segment. We're talking about the Eagles and the Cowboys rivalry, our top five Eagles heroes in this great rivalry. All right?
Here you go.
We gave you the Cowboys we hated. Now we're giving you the Eagles we love.
All right, we're going to start old school. Yep. We're going to start with Bill Berge.
Bubba Berge.
Bubba Berge came here when the Eagles weren't very good and was part of the transition when they got good. His first game ever in the Vet, which was game two of the 1974 season, Doug Denison, remember that name?
Sure.
Is running for a touchdown for the Cowboys. Berge, he hits him on the Eagles' four-yard line, forces a fumble. Joe Lavender returns it 96 yards. Longest fumble recovery return in Eagles history. Berge always brought that fighting spirit to Eagles Dallas, and when they beat him in the NFC Championship year, Berge was such a big part of stoking the Eagles up that year.
Do you think Bill Berge would have been able to run 96 yards?
I think Bill Berge was happy that Joe Lavender, who was a safety, got to do that for him.
All right, so we'll go chronologically, and I will go with Deuce Staley. Now, Deuce Staley, a great running back, obviously coaching with this team right now, doing a good job, but in the 2000 season, the Eagles just finding themselves, right? Andy Reid's second year, you wonder how they're going to come out after a promising first season. Well, they came out with a bang against the Cowboys in Dallas, the pickle juice game. Deuce over 200 yards rushing, hard, powerful, shifty, great player. Brought his A game every time to the field, and for that, he gets a place on our all-time Eagles heroes against the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I love that one. All right, here you go. Number three. If we're going to do this list, we got to put Brian Dawkins on this list. Clearly had so many great moments against Dallas. The first time Terrell Owens comes back with the Dallas Cowboys in 06, Dawkins picks off a Romo pass intended for him. And then in 07, when they come back, he does it again. And then, of course, the game that we'll always remember, the last game of 08, the Eagles need to win it to make the playoffs. We didn't even think they'd be able going into that day. They beat Dallas 44-6. Brian Dawkins forces two fumbles, both of which are run back for touchdowns, long touchdown returns, has five tackles, has a sack, one of the great games. Brian Dawkins was one of the great Cowboy killers.
Yeah, great everybody killers. Now, here is the controversy on this list, and you mentioned his name earlier, Glenn, Terrell Owens. Now, as much as I dislike Terrell Owens for what he did to this franchise, leaving the Eagles, leaving the fans, he had it made in Philadelphia. I love him for what he did against the Cowboys in 2004. In Dallas, going to the star, mocking the Dallas Cowboys star. I got a brother. Terrell Owens, you're my brother. We both mocked the Dallas Cowboys star, and for that, you're on this list.
That's a great one. That was really good. I like that. All right, here you go. Number five. Gone, but not forgotten right away. LeSean McCoy. The Eagles, in their history, have 18 100-yard rushing games against the Dallas Cowboys, including guys like Bryce Brown and Earl Gross. You remember those great guys? Okay.
Yeah.
Only one guy did it four times against the Cowboys, and that was LeSean McCoy, including his last great game as an Eagle last November. He had that 185-yard, two-touchdown game before. Take away his rookie season, you look at the rest of his career, he averaged 108 running yards every time he played the Cowboys. So LeSean McCoy, we salute you in Buffalo. You did a fine job against Dallas.
And so that is five. We've got two more on the list coming your way on Sunday night, our kickoff show. Make sure you tune in at 7:30. Eagles, Cowboys, it's a celebration this weekend.